The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Danielle Humphrey. This amazing lady has been, I was just about to tell you how long she's been with us, and then I realized I have no idea. So I'll let you, introduce yourself, your company, and then tell us how long you've been with us. We'll get into your story because I'm dying to share it.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me. We have been with GMCC since, I want to say, August of 2021.
Okay, we're May 2023, so a couple of years. Look at you, OG sister.
Yeah. So
and GMCC for you newbies is Grow My Cleaning Company when you're in the cool kids club. All right. So tell us, and I know it's hard because it's been a couple of years. I kind of it's as much as I love you, OG people, because you have so much wisdom to share, and I'm excited to do that. I kind of sometimes like the new graduates because they're so much closer to where they're like, oh my god, my life was a mess. But for you, you're like, god, that was so long, I don't remember. So do your best to get in the way back machine. What was going on in your world? Where, because most of the we're not a cheap program, so most of the people don't reach out. We have the podcast and books, and there's lots of like free or inexpensive options if you have a little bit of pain, right? And you're like, I'd like my business to be a little better. Usually they reach out to us, they're like, I really need some help. So what was going on in your world, like both business-wise, and then more importantly, professionally, like, or personally, like, how is that affecting your life? Because I'm so much more interested in you guys as owners than I am in your business. So what was going on that made you be like, things need to change now, please?
Sure. So it was definitely the hiring funnel or the lack of a hiring funnel. I was scheduling interviews like a crazy person, trying to meet with all these people. And as we all know, that a lot of them don't show up. So I would run my mother-in-law to my house, run to the office to meet this person that doesn't show up. Meanwhile, I'm trying to nurse a child. So I have like very limited time to be away. So it was just like really stressful and frustrating. I think it was a podcast. It was something when I was scrolling in bed one night, I came across and I recognized you because my husband had shown it to me before, like years ago. And I was like, no, I don't want to get out of cleaning. I'm happy cleaning.
Oh, crazy.
And I was like still filling in. Like if someone called off, I was plan B. I didn't have any backup plan. Everyone was scheduled at capacity. So that was definitely what made me reach out.
Gosh, there's three things in there I want all of you Clean Nation to grab. First is I want to clean. That's my least favorite thing. And that's just almost never true, right? And I guess maybe for some of you that are just, whatever, if you want to clean, God bless you. If that's really the truth, I'm not here to judge. But if it's not the truth, I think we're like, it's more painful, less painful to tell myself I like to clean than it is to look myself right in the eyeballs in the mirror and go, you failed. And you wanted to start a business and you really have a cleaning job and it sucks. So I just want to encourage you, do something, right? Take a different action. Second would be that I want you guys to get what she said, Danielle said, was perfect about, like, I was trying to hire and it was such a pain in the butt. So two things happen. One is, like you said, you barely have enough people. The process is miserable, but you stop the process way too early because the reason, and they're tied. So the last thing is you should never be the plan B, right? Like if you're the plan B, you're really, especially when it's cleaning, right? And if you have more than like, you just, the likelihood someone's not going to show up is high, right? And so it's really, you're kind of plan A because it's like, well, over the last month, how many shifts did you have and what percentage did someone not show up? And if it's like 20%, well, then that's really plan A. Like you're expecting to clean a fifth of the time, but we never do that math because we don't want to do the hard work of maybe, again, we don't want to change. And that goes back to the hiring process is so painful and uncomfortable. You're like, the cost is high for everybody. It's higher for you. I'm trying to nurse a baby. I get my mother-in-law to do some babysitting. Like the cost was high. So what happens is, and this is very typical, as soon as we feel like we're fully staffed, which is not even probably half staff, but like if nothing moves and I've got Band-Aid and tape and hold my breath and, cross my fingers, do a rain dance, maybe everyone will show up and I won't have to clean. But somehow we think that's less painful than doing more of that hiring process because it's so painful to call people and they don't show up and they suck and you're herding cats. And so just wanted everyone to grab that. Okay. So A, great job on having enough of it and go, that's enough. This isn't what I want anymore. B, great job on your husband, because a lot of spouses foist me upon or this program on their spouse. Like, I'm sick of it. They won't say it, but there's the short version. I'm kind of sick of hearing you bitch about your business. Listen to this other guy and bitch to him. You know, so there's a lot of foisting, and many spouses are like, I don't need that noise. And then they're like, ah, crap, the guy's smart. Then they're in an awkward position because they don't want to tell their husband or their wife that they were right. But that is good. So good job for being like, I don't care. I just need to win. I got to get this fixed. So what made you go, I've got to do something different? And what made you go, I'm going to reach out to a semi-stranger on the internet and bare my guts and try and do something different and scary?
Yeah. So it was definitely, that I wasn't showing up as like the mom that I wanted to be. I think the reason that I was fine cleaning before was like, I didn't have kids, like who cares what I'm doing with my time? You know what I mean? But I knew that I didn't want to leave my child with a stranger. My mom can't do it full time. My mother-in-law can't do it full time. And you know, I was struggling with the employees I did have. I felt like I was held hostage. Like I couldn't fire them because then I would have to do everything. And then if I did, then I had to work their shift till I found another person. Honestly, I only still have one employee with me that I had before I started this program, because I learned, you know, the core values and that kind of thing. And, sorry, I feel like I lost the first question. Oh yeah. So it was definitely that I was a mom now, and that was what I wanted my focus to be. And like I said, I was scrolling and it was a video about, like, do you want to get out of cleaning? And I signed up for a call, and I was just determined to do it. Whenever they told us the price, I was like, oh gosh, he's not going to let me do this. But he got the credit card out. And I think that
your husband, I'm assuming not.
Yeah.
Stranger holding you captive. Not some stranger.
No, my husband, you know, he got it out, and we made the decision right then. It was a Saturday, and I haven't cleaned in over a year without like specifically trying to train someone on something.
So there's so much exciting stuff to unpack. For those of you that like marketing, here's a free bonus of the more specific you are, the better. So if I had some sort of ad that said, hey, people, I'm a coach, come get some coaching, the chances of Danielle would have engaged are low. When it was, hey, we help owners of cleaning companies specifically, might have been a little higher. But when you can go right between the eyes, hey, we help owners of cleaning companies get out of cleaning, that was very compelling. So as you're putting together ads, that's why we talk about niching and making sure you're talking about their problems. If I just said, I'm a coach and I'm amazing and I'm the best, then I'm, you know, whatever, me, that's not interesting. But when I understood what Danielle's problem was, or our marketing was able to communicate to Danielle what her problem was, she's like, how can I stop for that? And the beautiful thing is, guys, gals, the cool thing about marketing is not just for you. Like, it fires me up that Danielle hasn't cleaned in over a year, that she's has a new baby, that baby's never going to experience mom like, I have to go clean someone's house and I have to leave you. Like, even your older, not older, but relatively older child is never going to know what it's like, that a lot of moms out there are like, I love you, honey. And I, you know, and a lot, and it's heartbreaking because I talk to you guys and you're like, my kids get it. They understand. And of course they do. You're trying to feed, like, I was raised by a single mom who worked all the time. I'm not judging it, but they understand because they have to. How much better is it just to be like, my kids understand that my business is to give me time to be with you, and I'm not here to serve it. So love your transformation, Danielle, of I serve this business and it tells me what to do, to this business serves me and my family and I tell it what to do. So love that. Okay. So when you came in, and I love that you were afraid and you're like, oh, my husband's going to kill me. We get that a lot, by the way. We've never had a husband or a wife. It's the opposite. We get like, Bill, from what I can tell, Bill loves us. He's like, I have my baby back. Like, we're making money. Like, of course I love this. So don't be afraid of your spouse. If you've got a good spouse that's supportive, they're afraid you're going to fail. So obviously what your spouse is typically sick of, you working too hard for no money and not being around us to, you know, be the husband or wife that they signed up for. So get some help. Don't, you know, you're, I promise your spouse wants you back more than they want money. And if you run a business, right, it's supposed to be for profit. It should be paying for its own education, right? This is an expense you should be doing anyway. All right. So love that story. And I'm sure you've touched some people who are like, I'm there. That's me. I feel that way. Right. So and it's so cool that you heard maybe the podcast or some other woman or person that you'll never meet. And now you're going to be that woman, probably for several people. So really great job. That said, so again, investing money in your own self, that's scary, but coming in and changing things, right? Like I wish I could, you'd be like, just give us money and we could say we got out our magic, you know, coaching wand and everything was different, but that's not what happened at all. So what did you do for the help of Cleaning Nation that changed? And what were you afraid of that you could kind of encourage people that might have the same fear, and what was easy? Like, give us kind of the big takeaways for those, you know, we can only take so many clients and there's a lot more listening. So kind of share some of the things for the people that we're not going to be able to personally help.
I think one of the big changes I made was seeking out part-time employees. That way they weren't constantly scheduled at capacity. So if somebody was out, you had an option other than overtime. I think another thing was the group interviews for the initial interview, definitely helped with not trying to schedule, you know, 100 interviews for an individual interview when we know that maybe 10 of those people are going to show up for their interview. That was definitely a game changer. And then just showing up as an owner and just kind of building that confidence. I feel like the calls with the mindset coaches kind of help with just building confidence. I think us as cleaners are usually people pleasers. That's been my experience with cleaners. So I think we tend to let people kind of walk all over us. So the mindset calls really help us get into that, like, you are the owner of this business, you know, not your employees. And just holding people to the core values that you were upfront with them about being the core values of the business.
Gosh, that was really excellent. I love, hopefully what you guys heard, Danielle should be a coach here. She hit both sides, which are really important. There's some tactical stuff of the way I set up my employee attraction funnel wasn't, you know, I automated. I had group interviews, but it was one-on-one. I had, you know, if you have 100 hours or, you know, 400 hours a week of work, well, 10 people at 40 hours is a little harder to manage than 20 people at 20 hours. Like, just some very good hard hitting logistical stuff. But if you don't have the belief that you're an owner and that you can set rules and you don't understand core values, the tactical is not going to be any good. And if you've got the perfect mindset but no tactical, that's going to be no good. So thank you for sharing both the, we're going to change you as the owner and what you believe and how you think you should and could relate with your business first. And then the tactical stuff fits like a hand in a glove. So I love that you brought them both up. Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is, if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show. All right. What about, so that's all good for some portion of the audience, like, oh my gosh, that's exactly me. I need that. What about the money side? Like, cause there's like, are you bigger? You're smaller? You're about the same? You're making more profit, less money? Like, talk to the people that are like, I'm either out of cleaning or I'm not as worried about that part's not a big deal, but I really want money. Like, what's going on over there? Like, how's that changing?
So, we are making more money now. It took me longer than I feel like it, sitting in my seat, watching the other people in Next Level, I think it took me longer to get where I needed to. But I would say that our sales are definitely higher now, and it's for better jobs. So, like, we had decent sales beforehand with, like, doing crazy stuff, like move out cleans, one-time cleans, monthly cleans. And as we, like, got rid of that stuff, you know, I got, like, a little nervous because I had to replace that income, basically, you know, but it was a lot more structured and, like, we go here twice a week. So everyone knows what they're doing and they're not just showing up at a stranger's house trying to figure out what they're supposed to do. That kind of thing. And then also, with us switching to focus, like, just on the commercial too, I think that's definitely helping with our income because I can just focus on those clients and kind of be all that they need me to be, instead of like, I'm all over the place. We're doing all kinds of different stuff. If that kind of makes sense, I think that's helping our profitability as well.
So not only does it make sense, I want to color that into the best of my ability from my perspective, which is obviously, you know, as a coach is a little different than an owner, because I don't have a cleaning business anymore. So, yes, 1,000 times, yes. B, I love that we got you out of cleaning, or you got out of cleaning with our help. And B, you're absolutely right. The caliber and quality of your customer dictates so much. Your business and you are never going to be more successful than the quality of your client. If you have garbage clients that expect a lot and just are one-time stuff, and you don't have any relationship, and it just, even if they're nice people, but they only need one-time work, and you're having to bid and rebid and go kill it every time, it's just very, very difficult to scale. And it's also harder to get good people. So it kind of all works together. And if I had the choice of, can I get someone that has bad customers double the revenue, or can I have the revenue stay exactly the same, but they replace a bunch of one-time non-recurring work with recurring customers? Believe it or not, I'd rather keep the same customer, just the same revenue level. And I don't think that's what, I think you grew it. I think you did both, which is, right, that's obviously the goal. Right. But if I could only pick one, better customers, twice as many bad customers, or get rid of all the bad customers and replace them all with good customers, but have the same revenue, I firmly believe you'll be more profitable, and I guarantee your life, your quality of life will be better. So you don't have to kind of give us exact dollars, but can you give an idea of just percentage wise, how much more your revenue is, and more importantly, how much your profit has grown? Because again, if your revenue stays the same, but your profit grows by 50%, I'll take that every day. Then your revenue growing by 50% and your profit stays the same. So we get fired up about, I went from 300 grand to 500 grand. Well, how much are you making? Well, I was making 40 grand. Now I'm making 43,000. But I'm working twice as hard. It's like, well, hold on now. Or, you know, even 60 to 70, whatever. So you don't have to get the actual numbers, but percentage wise, what was the increase? You know, did you grow by 10%, 20, 100 in revenue? And then a much more in like, what percentage did your profit grow, if you don't mind sharing?
Okay. So I'm still really bad with numbers. I'm trying to be better with numbers, but if I had to guess, I would say that it's probably increased by like at least 25% so far. And then we're on track to be like much more profitable, as Mike already knows that we're starting like a really big job here. Coming up in July, we'll be in like their new facility. So that's when like the big job starts. So that'll significantly increase that even more.
Okay. So 25% now, and maybe closer to 40, 50%.
Yeah. And I would say like profitability wise, I was actually better at bidding jobs than I thought I was. Like once I punched everything into the sheets that you provide for us, the Google Docs and stuff, but I've been like careful to like not make them just at 50%. I try to make sure I have like that wiggle room to be like at the 60%, maybe 55% on the profitability side, so that we can go above and beyond where we need to. That way it's not like you're nickel and diming if they need something done, if that sort of makes sense.
I'm going to look up with you offline your profit, because I bet you it went up. So what I hear Danielle saying is we grew our revenue, but I think our profit percentage stayed the same. So if our revenue grew up 30, 40%, once we get this big job, then our profit will probably go up the same. Yeah. I'll bet you it's a lot more than that, because there's two things. What she's saying is my cost of goods sold, I was doing a good job. I was bidding with good cost of goods sold, and I'm a little better now, but not much. So it's like fair. But I promise you, if you're moving from one-time jobs with a 50% cost of goods sold to recurring revenue, promise you're going to be more profitable. So we'll check that off. Little tease. Maybe we'll have Danielle back for whatever and have more specific revenue. Okay. So revenue went up. It sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like so total quality of life. Obviously we're out of cleaning. What was so we went up revenue 25% today as of July. I don't know the numbers, but 40 or 50% because you've got a nice contract starting. You feel the profit's gone up about that. I say more, but we'll go conservative and say it's only, you haven't gotten more profitable by percentage. Just you've grown, you know, you make 20% more top line, you make 20% more bottom line, but I'll do the math with you. I will bet you it's okay.
I wish I could. I honestly don't remember like what number we were at in the beginning.
We will get it. We'll do that together. We'll find it. Maybe on the next call, we'll find it. We wanted to share with, sorry, Clean Nation, I'll just be, but I want to see it for my own, because I think you're going to do better than, I think you did better than you thought. And if it is spectacular, we'll come back and maybe share. All right. So last thing, out of cleaning is half of it, but quality of life is a lot. So how many hours? Cause that's really all there is. How much money am I getting out? How much time am I putting in? And what's the quality of time? Like, do I hate I'd rather put in 40 hours that I love than 10 hours that I hate. really rather put in 10 hours that I love. Like, let's get that. So right. What kind of hours, what was the quality and quantity of work you were put, we'll end it with this, that you were putting in when you started, and what's the quality of quantity and quantity of work that you're doing now? Just, I think that'll give a lot of folks some hope as well.
Okay. I was probably putting in like 20, 25 hours a week, on a good week, like nobody died, like situation. Now I'm probably doing.
Now, what was a bad week? So 20, 25 hours on a good side, what was a bad side?
Probably like 25 physically, like there, and then probably like 30 where I'm like trying to figure stuff out, trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong. Like,
so you know, 50 hours total, a little less than half kind of work, trying to work on it, and yeah, a little less than half working physically in it. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And now I'm probably at like maybe 10-ish, 12-ish hours a week, I would say, is how much I work on it, like including the calls and stuff. So 4 hours of that is calls with you guys. So
that's crazy. That's just an interesting stat. You went from, would you say, was it 50 hours a week?
Yeah,
but 30 trying to be on and no coaching. Right. To it is the whole Abraham Lincoln. If I had 8 hours to cut down a tree, I'd spend 7 hours sharpening my saw.
Right. Like, yeah.
There was zero sharpening your saw. It was all just you banging around in the dark, trying different crap that worked or not to varying levels of frustration. Right. And now you're like, I only work 10 hours. Is that what you said? 10, 12?
Yeah, like 10 or 12 a week, I would say.
Call it 10 because it's round. I only work 10 hours, or if it's 12, four of those are on me, just learning. So a third to a 33 to 40% is you working on yourself, and the rest of it is working completely on your business, and zero of it is in. So again, whether you work with us as a coach or not, Cleaning Nation, that investing in yourself and working, I mean, that's the money. And by the way, when Danielle chooses to sell her company, all the money that she put on herself, the time and the effort and the growth, that goes with her. Whatever she starts next, Danielle's Danielle. She gets to take that with her. Whereas all the toilets that she cleaned, none of that goes anywhere, right? And the stuff that she's worked on the business, she at least gets paid when she sold. And then all the stuff she's worked on herself until she dies or loses her mental faculties, like, that's hers. So I'm so proud of you. So 10 to 12 hours a week, none on the business or in the business, all of it's on. And of that on, a good portion is on Danielle first, and then the business second, and then the on takes care of itself because you have a team.
Right.
God, that's so good. That's for, again, I'm a lot biased as a coach, but that brings me a lot of joy, Danielle. Okay. I'm going to let you close it. What, for all Cleaning Nation out there, that's like, oh my gosh, I want that life. I want that. Oh, so by the way, only growing your business 20-30% and your income, presumably 20-30%. Over 2 years. And again, by the way, that includes investing in this. So like you have to, you know, cover that as well. So, but that said, for 2 years, it's like, so what? Yeah. But if you went from 50 hours a week to 10 hours a week,
right
now, if you want to go hourly wage, that just went up by 500%. So I'd much rather make 100 grand a year working 10 hours a week doing work that I loved than make 150 grand a year doing 50 hours a week stuff that I hate. So I'm really proud of your quality of life and the contribution that you're doing and how you relate to your work. So just as a coach, I want to encourage you, like, what a rock star you are, girl. And the fact that you're there for your family, like, that's no offense. Anyone can clean toilets. Not anyone can run your company, but other people than you, there is one human woman on the face of this earth that can raise your kids or that can mother your kids, right? Right. Like, it's you. So I love that you're doing the high value. Only Danielle can do this, serve this group. So that said, parting words, encouragement, the floor is yours. Anything to Cleaning Nation, just picture the lady, maybe the mom sitting in bed, maybe a little hopeless, maybe ready to give up. She's scrolling. What do you say to her?
I would say that you need to make changes that will serve you in your business. Just do the things that are going to serve you, serve your lifestyle. You know, be the mom that you want to be. If that means, you know,
give them a little hope for those. I'm going to try and being a smelly old man, I'm going to try and speak for the young mom appropriately, okay. But I'm going to try it. Danielle, I want to believe all of that, but mm-hmm. I've tried and tried and tried. I've got my teeth kicked in and I get it. And I want that. And I want, you think I don't want that? Of course I want that, but I'm scared and it's not working. Tell me what to do. How do I do it? Give me some encouragement that I can, you're smarter than me. You're a genius. You've got some magic thing I don't have. Give me some hope.
Okay.
Call order. Sorry, Dan. I put you right on the spot, but I'm just, okay. I know there's women out there that feel that way. And I just want you to help them to the best of
your ability. So use the systems and resources that you can access with the podcast, or like if you can sign up for the program, or just find, you know, you need to find a system or process to simplify everything so that you're spending less time doing the garbage work. And then you have more time to be with your family or doing the important things, making the sales that you need to make, to better your company and to better your quality of life for your children.
You did it again. You did the tactical and the mindset. So the tactical is get some help, find someone that's got a proven thing and then do that. Like, don't guess, try and reinvent the wheel, man. Find someone with a wheel and just pay them for their wheel, for God's sakes. Like, tactic, super actionable. Mindset side, put yourself first. Remember that this business is here to serve you, and don't tolerate, don't tell yourself I like cleaning toilets when someone else watches my kid, if that's not the truth. Right. So great job, Danielle. Throughout, just kind of given the here's what to do and here's how to think. Because a lot of people get overly focused on one without the other, and you really need both. All right, Clean Nation, thanks for hanging with us. If you are like, I really like that, I would like more of that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I know we've got well over 900 podcast videos. There's a Facebook group, all sorts of free stuff. I don't even think there's anything for sale on the website, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.